Oh, good, you're not dead. It's so disappointing when they die before we've even taken off again. Easy. Easy there. You're all right. Of course you are, you just had a nasty bump on the head. Nothing we can't sort. So, let's have a look at your charts. Healthy, relatively young, fertile, excellent. Ooh, suffers with some mental health issues. I'm sorry to hear that. Sounds difficult. It seems no matter the species, the mind is always a bugger. We could probably give you something for that, though. We're very advanced in that field. Blood type A. Birthday. Employed. Very good. Shows you're active. Well, I think that covers most of it. How are you feeling? Slightly dizzy as to be expected. And don't worry about the bruise on your head, I'll sort that. So, I know this is quite a clinical environment, but, what's your name? I mean, of course I know your name, I've read your sheet, but that's polite, no? In human interactions? Oh, forgive me, I fudged it up. Oh, God. Apologies. I'm supposed to introduce myself first, am I not? I am Princess Tiana, of planet 4132. We are a humble yet relatively advanced planet, and we are here to seek new discoveries. Well, you, of course. You are going to help me in our research. I've been very eager to study humans. Very eager. Oh, you're just so fascinating. You have all these complicated feelings. And all these intense wars, and you don't really even know how they started. And for relatively intelligent creatures, you often show an aversion to change. Better change. Growth. Amazing. It's as if you know the answer, which we don't know. We don't want the answer, we want the journey. As a scientist, I admire you. As a princess, your diplomacy could do with work. Anyway, shall we begin? The examination, of course. Well, we can only discover so much by talking. Not that it isn't nice to put a voice to a file sheet. And you have a lovely voice, by the way. Is English your only language? Fascinating. Children on our planet are required to learn at least 50. What an amazing priority scheme you have. Of course not. Each species must be admired for their unique strengths. You'd do no good at all if we were all the same. Oh, no. You misunderstand. I'm not here to change you. Rather, just to study. Well, the main one being human biology, the second to see if there could be commingling between our species. Well, they do say variety is the spice of life. It's like with your dogs. You mix the breeds and get the best parts of both parents, thus creating a unique and potentially even better species. It's science in a nutshell. Growth, improvement, advancement. Why would we not seek that? Are you telling me your people don't feel this way? Interesting. And yet you're so advanced with dogs. Never mind. We can't all be the same. And it would be no good at all if we all researched the same things. Needs must, I am here, and we shall collect the data. Okay, could you just open your mouth for me, please? Wider? wider. Ah, thank you. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That many teeth. Very good. The tongue is pink, with some bumps inside. Oh, your breath isn't odorous. Fascinating. Could you lift your tongue for me, please? Ah, very good. Nice big blue healthy veins. It's exactly what we like to see. Now, if you could close your mouth. I'll examine your face. Are you considered handsome in your species? Well, I find you very handsome, so I wanted to compare and contrast. I see. It sounds as if you might have body dysmorphia. Another mental illness. But never mind. I'll give you a solution for it. Let me see your eyes. What a lovely color. So simple, yet so bright. Your nose is strong. Your cheekbones are high. You have one and two ears. Interesting. Do they both work? Very good. And we shall now proceed downward. This is the neck. It's nice and thick. It seems to be working. Moving fluids and oxygen up and down the body. Do you mind if I take your gown off? Thank you very much. Oh, what impressive shoulders. Very strong and yet somehow delicate. Very, very good. That would be an excellent attribute for us. Well, you know, if we ever crossed. Strong shoulders aren't our forte, unfortunately. But if we introduced humans into our cycle, perhaps they could get past our way. Very good arms. Long, strong. Please give me your hands. 5 fingers. Well, 4 fingers and a thumb. Good grip. And let's now examine the ribs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. And the other side. And do you mind if I take a quick listen to your heart? Thank you very much. Very strong. We also have strong hearts. Do you want to hear mine? Well, for science, of course. You seem quite inquisitive for a human. Oh, no need for the stethoscope. Just apply your head to my breast. Ah, can you hear it? It beats slightly faster than a human heart. Well, of course I'm warm. I'm not amphibious. People from my planet are warm-blooded too. It's handy, no? I always feel rather sorry for the crocodiles and lizards. Having to rely on the sun. And we all know how that works out. Okay, let's check out the stomach. Squishy. Nubile. It's somehow still firm. That was quite fun, actually. I hope you will forgive my playing. It's just the differences and similarities are so compelling. Well, there are just so many similarities and differences. For example, you don't have antennae. It's okay to look. I'm not offended. Do you want to feel? No, not at all. See? Nubile, like your tummy. Flexible. And perfect for scent sniffing. I know, I can smell with my nose too. It's just the antennae are so much more advanced. We can smell up to, what was it? 7,000 times better than a human nose? Again, if we crossbred, an advancement for the new species. Now, where was I? We were at the tummy. Now let's go to the hips. Oh. Rather pointy. Well, no, that works perfectly. Ours are rather curvaceous. Well, as you can see. What was the popular phrase your people use? My hips do not lie. Oh, I love human music. Shakira Shakira is, as we say on my planet, nonsensical wonderment. And she does have the most wonderful hair. Okay, now we come to the slightly embarrassing part. Do you mind if I investigate your nether regions? Purely for science, I assure you. Unless, of course, you were interested in more. Well, as I said, I'm a scientist. I see opportunity for expansion everywhere. And if a handsome human was ever kind enough to allow me to copulate with them, I'd be most grateful. And also, I've been told I'm a very generous lover. So that's something to consider. Okay, if you could just widen your legs for me. Wider. Little bit wider, please. Oh, no, this is interesting. Oh, this is perfect. Absolutely perfect. I'll just note this down. Well, you see, our nether regions don't look that different. Which means copulation is almost certainly achievable. Fascinating. And tell me, do your nether regions get wet when applied with stimuli? Oh, this is so promising, so promising. I think we'll be able to do this. Do you mind if I investigate further? And please do not panic, I will apply an antibacterial gel. Now, this might be a little cool. And please tell me if you're ever uncomfortable. Okay. Astonishing. Oh. I really do think this will be achievable. Squishy. Perfect for copulation. Oh my dear, you don't know how happy you've made me. This is absolutely excellent. Okay, you can close your legs back up now. And I'm just going to examine your legs. They're definitely springier than ours. Ours are more solid. But again, that could be an interesting match. And we go down to the knees. Ooh. How bony. No, no. Just interesting. And now we go down to the feet. Oh my. No flippers. And no markings. Interesting. The human body is like a blank canvas. Just waiting to be scribbled on. And it just so happens that my people are fond of ink. As you can see, I have a few markings. Some we're born with, some we inscribe on ourselves. Well, the ones we're born with symbolize fertility, loyalty, strength. And the ones they add signify rank, status, even sexual availability. We're very direct people. Now, any questions? Oh, when will you return home? Of course you want to know that. As soon as we're done here, which could be in a few minutes. Or it could be a little longer. Well, as I said, if I ever found a charming human who would humor my enthusiasm for cross-species copulation, I would make it worth their time. Of course. I don't believe in one-sided sexual gratification. It's very selfish. And as my markings show, I am not selfish. Nay, I like to think of myself as benevolent, generous, sexually adventurous. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Are you interested in sex? Well, it's documented that some of your species aren't. Oh, I see. Well, that's lucky. And have you ever been interested in cross-species sex? Oh, I see. You didn't know there was such a thing. Well, I assure you, we are working very diligently in this area. Well, we hope to copulate with as many species as possible. Science does not discriminate. And apparently, neither do my pupil. I like you. That probably sounds ridiculous to you. I know humans are fond of a slow burn, but my people value instant connection. And I can see you're a curious one like me. You find me fascinating, don't you? As I am fascinated by you. It's all right. You don't have to be embarrassed. Unless, of course, that's your thing. What a beautiful shade of red. Your face is just gone. I'm sorry. This must seem all very strange and potentially even alien. Would you like something to drink? We have aqua. Liquefied fire, lightning in a bottle, or, as I like to call it, the stimuli. Oh, it's a wonderful potion. It relaxes all the senses and engorges all of the genitals into such a frenzy of, please fuck me now. Oh no, it's not a drug. And it is never used non-consensually. No, it's an aphrodisiac. It relaxes the mind, eases the body, wets the appropriate nether regions, and just allows things to move smoothly. It's very much like your lubricant. Although I was surprised to learn you couldn't secrete your own. Oh, you can? Ah, but just in your nethers. I see. Well, yes, we can secrete it from our nethers, but also from our hand. Would you like to see? Very well. Of course, we'll have to do something stimulating to cause the effect. Is that all right with you? Very good. I'm going to aggressively kiss you now. Thank you. I adore a reciprocating partner. Mm. tongue, darling. That'll do it. We're highly sexual creatures. It takes very little. Which, of course, would be excellent for this scenario. Do you want to smell it? I've heard some humans say it smells like strawberries. Though I haven't tasted this fruit. Here. Smell. Why don't you suck? Go on. Your mouth has excellent suction. Another admirable trait, I think. Would you care for some stimuli? Oh. You're not sure you'll be requiring it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Would you care for some more tongue kissing? Wonderful, so would I. I can feel myself secreting fluids. Is that an accurate statement for you also? Wonderful. Computer, initiating cross-species copulation. Record. Don't worry, darling. Your face will be blurred out. Oh, just to check, are you a dom or a sub? Oh, you do know how to make a princess happy. A switch, how delicious. Of course. The thrill of science is so intoxicating. To infinity. And much farther. Mm-hmm.